The Mishnah weiter. Now the Gemara weiter. Two lines at the bottom. Boy Mene Rav Amir of Nachman. Tashmish Amita. A ban of Tashmish, which means a ban of intimacy between husband and wife. Inu Nevesu. Is that view of something that afflicts her? Or Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina? Or is that a kind of nether that obviously affects their relationship, but is not an Inui Nefesh? Nafkamina is whether he can be made for it vis-a-vis permanently or only vis-a-vis their relationship.
Didn't we slug that up, that this is a different shelf life? Did we see one just goes back? Didn't we slug it up? That one's forever and one's...
Wait, that was the difference. One, as long as it could affect his relationship, so even if he divorces her, it's still vis-a-vis him, not a netter, because he can take her back. That's what we ended up on Maskana there. The beginning we wanted to say it's only as long as they're married. We expanded that to include as long as they can get remarried. But that was the Maskana to Gemara. We did not slug that up. That remains the Maskana. There is a difference between Inui Nefesh and Beinoi Lebeina. Inui Nefesh is a permanent hafara, and Beinoi Lebeina is visa himself as long as it's possible that it affects him. Now, this won't affect any other man in the world unless their marriage terminates, because she's an Aishas Ish. She is an Aishas Ish. So obviously, the letter is not going to be chal now on anybody else, because she's an Aishas Ish. They're not allowed to have tashmish with her anyway. But the question is, but he's made for it, is he made for it only vis-a-vis himself? Or is he made for the fact that that netter will kick in when they terminate the marriage? Right? And then it will be negaya other people. Will that netter be there or not?
It'll negaya him too.
Again, as long as it's whatever is negaya him doesn't count. That was a beinoi lebeina. He was made for it. But as soon as he divorces her, she can marry other people. But she bans herself in intimacy. Not only with him, she banned herself in intimacy. Now that affects other people.
If he remarries her before she gets remarried, it goes off again.
Yes. See, yes, because it's not because now it affects him again. Well, that's what we had earlier.
You know, how is this different from washing the bed washing and the three things that she had to do? She wasn't washing for a drink, and this is not one of those four.
No, it's even more. But there's a way that
those women.
We went through this right before the two dots.
It was a few weeks.
The last day, that it says that she can ban herself from having pleasure of intimacy. And that does not directly contradict the Shibud. She can't ban herself from intimacy from him, but she can ban herself from the pleasure of intimacy. She can't directly challenge her shibud, but she can make it that the shibud can't work because she can't have pleasure.
So it works.
It depends on the wording of the letter.
What if it's impossible for not to have pleasure when she does shibud?
So then she can't do the shibud. Exactly. The person who bans himself from the sukkah has a shibud to the Rabbanish Lab to sit in the sukkah. But they made themselves that they can't keep the shibud because of their ban of sitting in the sukkah. They didn't say the mitzvah. They said they can't have pleasure from sukkah. So that circumvents the shibud. Meaning, the only time the shibud kills an eder is if it directly contradicts the shibud. You can't have pleasure from me. Excuse me. That's your obligation, to give me pleasure.
So she says it the correct way.
Is he
allowed to live with her?
No.
So it seems like again.
I don't know why this is the discussion now. We had this 20 times.
It bothered me 20 times
we had this. A neder is stronger than a shibud, in essence. But the Rabbanan came along and said any shibud she has trumps the neder. If the neder is made directly versus the shibud. But the netter says she can't have pleasure, so he is a victim of the fact that she can't have pleasure. She didn't go and say, you can't have pleasure from me. You could, but I can't have pleasure, so what do you want from me? You're feeding me something that's hushed to me. I can't take that thing that's hushed to me. So therefore, automatically, it makes the Shibud not be able to work. It's a circumventing the Shibud. It's not directly contradicting the Shibud. It's like a person that says he won't sit in the sukkah, it doesn't work. You can't not sit in the sukkah. The Rebbeinu Shem said you have to sit in the sukkah. But if a person says they can't have pleasure from sukkah, so then automatically they can't sit in the sukkah. So they didn't say they won't sit in the sukkah. They made themselves banned from having pleasure or from the sitting of the sukkah. So what are they supposed to do? It's a same conclusion, but in a way that doesn't directly contradict her shibud. She didn't say a word about her shibud. She didn't say, I don't want to do my shibud. If she did that, then the shibud would break her neder. She said, I don't want to have pleasure. So what do you want? You can't give a person that's asur. What is he supposed to do? She can't have pleasure. Now, he can be made for the neder. Now, there's two ways he can be made for the neder. Beinah yila beinah. Which is for sure. The question is only also inui nefesh. To what degree can he be made for the neder? Can he now be made for the neder that if she gets divorced and she wants to marry somebody else, that neder is not there anymore? And therefore she can have intimacy with another man later in life when this marriage terminates. Or his hasfara is limited to their relationship, which is the halacha b'nai l'b'nai. And therefore, she gets divorced and she wants to marry somebody. She has to go to Bezin and remove the netter. She has a netter not to have intimacy. She didn't say intimacy with you. She said, I ban intimacy.
He can't do anything about it.
If it's Beinu Yubeinu, he can only do things about it while they're married or could get remarried.
Right.
But not if it, once the minute that she can't get remarried, the netter is there. Or is it Inui Nefesh? And by Inui Nefesh, he removes it permanently. Amalei Tenisua, Sibaferish Mishnah. When a Tulani Mayuda, a woman that says, I am removed from Jews, which is a nice way of saying, I will not have intimacy with any yid, Yavr Chalkai, he can be made for his share, Umsham Shasai, and she can have intimacy with him, Utein the Tulani Mayuda. But as far as anybody else in the world is concerned, she is banned from intimacy. And if you're going to say that this is a type of inui nefesh, why would the neder be affect anybody else? He was made for it. It's gone. Shema bina, v'arim shebeinoy lebeinah haven. There's a raya that this is a beinoy lebeinah. It's a perish of Mishnah. Like basically he's saying, Reb Nachman is telling Rava, I don't understand your shayla. Learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah has the exact case, and the Mishnah says he's made for his chelik. So the Mishnah is saying clearly it's not inui nefesh. That means, to translate it in practical terms, that a woman is not afflicted by lacking intimacy. It's not an affliction. She can live comfortably and not have any affliction. That's what Reb Nachman is saying. It's not inui nefesh. Amar Loi, so Rava said to him, did he say Amar Loi? No. Dr. Gemara, no. The Rabbanon Tibayalach. Mishum de Natila, Natulani, Ma Yehudim, Rabbi Yaisi, Amar Loi. So, the Shaila is, according to the Rabbanon, we just had a Machloikus in Rechitza and Kishon, where Rabbi Yaisi said it's not Inui Nefesh, and Rabbanon said it is Inui Nefesh. So the term inui nefesh is translated in a much more narrow way by Rabbi Yossi than it is by the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have a wider interpretation of what goes under affliction. Rabbi Yossi says, no, affliction has to be a higher bar than that. Rechitza and Kishon are not. Now the author of the Mishnah of the Tulanim and Ayudim is Rabbi Yossi, who has a narrow interpretation of inui nefesh. Therefore, he says clearly, Tashmish is not inui nefesh. It's beinoy lebeinah. However, the Rabbanon, in their wider interpretation of inui nefesh, where does Tashmish fit in? That's the shayla. Tiboyelah, Rabbanon tiboyelah. Mishum denetulani marayuhudim, Rabbi Yaisi kamala. That Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yaisi. Now, how do I know that? Who told us that that Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yaisi? The Amar of Huna, and this is to be repeated a number of times in this Gemara. Kula Pirkei Rabbi Yaisi. The whole Perek past the first Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi talking? Mimai? How do I know that? Because Kibun de Kani Rabbi Yossi, I may know it is Nidri Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi started off his statement in the first Mishnah. Rechitza and Kishur are not Inri Nefesh. Lamele Lemisni Su Lemisni, how is that you offer Divir Rabbi Yossi? So why did the Mishnah end off Divir Rabbi Yossi? He said, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Aymar. He just said that. So obviously it's Divir Rabbi Yossi. Why did the Mishnah end Divir Rabbi Yossi? You know why? Shmami no, Mikan Ve'eloch Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah is telling me, Divir Rabbi Yossi, the rest of the Beirut is Rabbi Yossi. By repeating Divir Rabbi Yossi, it's saying not only is this the statement of Rabbi Yossi, but the future statements in this Beirut are all under Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Therefore, you're right. You've proven in Rabbi Yossi that Tasma Shamita is not Inui Nefesh. But in the Rabbanan's interpretation of Inui Nefesh, we have no proof. And we paskin like Rabbanan, at least some Rishayna paskin like Rabbanan, some Rishayna paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, it would remain a Shaila. And there is no Raya to the Shaila. The Gemara leaves it as a Shaila. Zog Darash. Inui Nefesh Abi. Two lines, and on my brush, it's two lines to the bottom. Mumei for Afla Cherem. Oy Dvarim Shemeinoi Lebeina. Mumei for Dafka Liatzmai. So to Ashi, the Ava Gav the Gav Yom Kippurim to Rush is a problem. When we talk about the Chamishi Inuyim of Yom Kippur, the five Inuyim of Yom Kippur, one of them is Tashmish. So doesn't that show that lack of Tashmish is considered an affliction? If we ban Tashmish, that's saying it's an affliction. It's an Inuy. The Torah asserts Inuyim, Chamishi Inuyim on Yom Kippur, five afflictions. I don't know what other word in English we would use. Inuyim, right? And one of them is Tashmish. So how could you tell me Tashmish is not Inui Nefesh? Now, Yom Kippur is one night. Koshkei, if a woman bans herself the rest of her life, right? U'maisi lo mikra in Tanez benaisai. And the Gemara and Yuma learns it out from a pasuk. In Tanez benaisai, if you withhold Tashmish from my daughter, which shows that Inui Nefesh is, Yom Kippur is Inui. What? Right. Zog de Gemara cross machta, Zog de Rush cross machta b'almo. That's not a real drasha. It's a rabbinic inui. Rabbanan added tashmish. Biblically, it's not considered an inui. But Rabbanan is the answer. Bididavi anilas asako. Like not wearing shoes. The Rabbanan added it. Biblically, we don't consider it an inui. So when it comes to the darim, we have to understand whether it's called inui nefesh or not. That is the Rush's answer. One second. That the Chamish Shinuim, this is a big machlokes Rishayim. The Rosh Hashita is that only Achil and Shti are Asim Adaraisa. The other Inuim of Yom Kippur, which is Rechitza Sicha, Nil Satango, Tash Mishamita, are added on rabbinically, not Daraisa. And therefore, the Rosh answers that has no impact on the Shaila of Nadara. Yes? Fine. The other Rishayim that say other answers, the Shita Mukubesa says, that Tashmish is Inui for the man, not for the woman. And therefore, when Yom Kippur, it's Inui. For the man. For the woman, it's actually not an Inui. But it's added on as an Inui, because it is an Inui for a man, not for a woman. That's what the Shita learns.
Minatayra.
There's a Machlokes Rishayim, whether it's Minatayra or not.
Just the,
right.
The other ones, the all old
it's a Machlokes, not the other ones. It's a Machlokes Rishayim.
The other ones,
the same, all three go together. No. All three go together. Again, I'll try it one more time. It's either all or two. Right. That's it. There's no other option. It's either all or two. Now, there isn't a Muki Yosef that answers. You find them. Maybe that Gemara and Yuma that calls it an Inui is going like Drabanon. Maybe according to them it's an Inui, but according to, I mean, just an arch. I don't know if it's in, it doesn't work out. I have to look at it again. Okay.
Now, let's say none of them had kids yet. And she's thus Tashmish. That's going to hurt her or them.
She's not mechuyev in Perei Yevirevya, number one. Number two is, I can't let me let you finish, yeah.
No, the other thing about
Seventh. Okay, let me try to answer you. Affliction is not a religious thing. Religion is wonderful. I try to practice it also. Affliction is a physical thing. Does a woman feel pain? I'm sorry, a lack in her life because of a physical lack in her life, just like not eating. According to the Rabbana, not bathing. So it's a lack of comfort if she doesn't have intimacy. Is that true or not? That's the Gemara Shaila.
Well, very.
Again, I'm not here to paskin the Shaila. The Gemara couldn't paskin the Shaila. So I leave it up to the Rishayim without offering my opinion. But that's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara is not asking whether she feels bad that she doesn't have children should make lack of intimacy painful or inuit. That's not the Shaila of the Gemara. She made the netter. I mean, it's not like we forced her into this. It was her free will to make the netter. Now, some women make the garb that hurt them. So the husband has a right to be made for those.
Bottom line is, in effect, the mitzvah of...
That has nothing to do with anything. She's not mitzvah in anything. A woman can go through her life without getting married, even Sheva. A woman can go through her life without getting married, and she's not over anything. She might be stupid, but that's not the point.
I don't know, there's some marriages. There's some marriages I'm not sure about either.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
The lack of onar is not
the... Can't hear you. I know.
The lack of onar.
You mean I know. The lack of... That's the question of the Gemara. Forget about the mitzvahs, I know. We're not interested in religion here. It's a very practical question. There's a lack of intimacy. Call it in any language, whatever you want. Affliction to a woman. Is she living her life lacking a pleasure that she's entitled to?
Obviously not.
No, it's not. It's an objective. Just like mechitza is not subjective. And kishur is not subjective.
Well, if a woman has no...
Let's say she's not interested. Is there a mitzvah? She'll go there, but she can be Michael. A woman has a right to be Michael. Mitzvahs now, halachas. We're interested now in a very, very basic fact. Is a woman that's going to live her life without intimacy losing a entitled pleasure? Therefore, she'll be lacking. Like she's entitled to the pleasure of bathing. Necessary, I don't know what to call it, necessary, whereas if she's lacking it, is that considered a new or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. I'm just interpreting the words. I'm not getting into the psychology of this.
I mean, it's a little hard because, you know, for a time she's about mitzvah, by the time she gets married in 10 years or so, she's like, she seems like they're doing okay, you know, like, you know, it's not like not washing for 10 years or bathing for 10 years. It's a little bit different. You know, she can manage for a long time without it, you know.
I knew you would say that. I was waiting for this. Yeah, I knew this was, I knew this was coming up when I prepared this Gemara, and I expected you to say it, and you talked to this say it. But the answer is very simple. Let's go to Kishut. The other thing that they argued about was Kishut, adorning herself. Now, there are many women that go without Kishut. But the Gemara and Rabbanan call it Inui Nefesh. An entitled pleasure that she's entitled to that leaves her lacking. Now you'll find the woman that doesn't care. But that's doesn't change the fact that Chazal considered it in Nefesh. Now, obviously, Ramesh is right. I think he was right. That this is not a subjective decision. Because if it were, then we would have to go to every woman and ask her, this is in Nefesh for you. That's not what Chazal wanted you to do. They classified things that for the regular woman is in Nefesh. And that's their interpretation. No. Now, you're going to tell me that every woman is different? Yeah, every woman is different than Kishrut also. I would even go to say, if we wouldn't live in 2025, that every woman is different in Rechitza also. How often she needs it. Again, today it's a different world. 40 years ago, this wouldn't have been such a great question. I wouldn't have expected it. Now I expected it because it's 2025. As I said, when I was in yeshiva, people took showers twice a week. And when you were in yeshiva, people took showers twice a week. I understand. I understand. But go back 60 years before that, it was not less than twice a week. Okay. It was maybe once a week and maybe once a month when they had bathhouses that they had to go to. It was we're trying to put our culture as if it always existed, right? It was never a problem traveling. You go on an airplane. Why couldn't they go on an airplane? They didn't have airplanes. Yes.
Number one, I would agree with the projection of our values and our ways of the other centuries. We have extreme happiness. But I think probably perhaps part of the things that people are trying to find difficult to understand is euphemism. We're not talking about intimacy, we're talking about sexual intercourse. And the question is whether there is physiological pain from the lack of sexual intercourse.
Fine, if it makes you happier to use those words, I'm fine. I think everybody understood what I meant.
Well, I think that may be, but I think everyone craves a certain amount of intimacy. There are very few people who are self-sufficient in their own hermitage.
I got it, okay. Again, I think everybody understood. I was just trying to use.
Well, what does it mean then when they're gracious?
Oh no! Here we go. Right. That a normal woman will want to have a relationship with her husband, correct? And she will be the one that wants it more than he does. Doesn't show that it's Inui Nefesh. That's the Shiloh. Does it raise to the bar of Inui Nefesh? I'm sorry. I prepared this. I thought it would be a 4-minute thing. I'm here 20 minutes trying to explain the Shiloh. It's a simple Shiloh.
The Rabbi don't hold it is.
No, we don't know. That's the Shiloh. Rabbi Yaisi, we know, holds it's not. Rabbi, we don't know. And we remain, we don't know. And we move on to the next Gemara. That's a good question. Does Eden Nefesh become now a subjective thing regarding other things? Like she bans herself from tomatoes. Or let's say something else more like a removal. She loves mangoes and she bans herself from mangoes. Does that make it Eden Nefesh? Does it become subjective? And I don't know the answer.
I redefined by the name of Yom Kippur differently than what has been said here before, which is he says that all five of them.
What?
He says that all five of them.
Again, honestly, we're learning Gemara and Pashup Shad. I'm leaving this alone.
This is
the Reed before and before. I don't want to get into Kabbalah now. I just want to stick with it.
This is, I don't know, this shot. That there are all three things which are life-threatening, but
they
threaten life per se.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. Gemara and Yuma says the Farish, the three of them are not life-threatening. I have to read my Gemara. I'm not arguing with every reason. I'm not stupid. I'm not crazy. I'm not stupid. But I do have a Gemara that I have to read. And unless I understand how he learns it, I can't go with it. So I think my writer. I'm a Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Kol Nadara my Baal Mefer Liyishai. Chutzman Anasi Alploi Nishay Namefer. All Nadara, my husband, can be Mefer to his wife. Besides, if she bans somebody, her her pleasure on somebody else, because that doesn't afflict her. Say the mefer. Right? The woman says, Reuben is banned from my pleasure. So, what does the woman care? She doesn't lose anything by Reuben not being banned from her pleasure.
Who said that? She did.
She made the netter, banning somebody else to have pleasure from her. I don't mean it in a physical way.
Right.
And he can't be made for that. It doesn't affect her. But if she's avo, Hanas plainly a lie, Mayfair. She bans herself from one person's pleasure. She won't have pleasure from her next door neighbor, or from the neighbor down the street, or from anybody else. That is considered inoy nefesh, and it can be Mayfair. That's what Shmuel said. Obviously, we're going to ask on that, but that's what Shmuel said. Zuckerush. Kol nedarim bal Mayfair leishlay. Pirish. Kol nedarim shall inoy nefesh. Mayfair hafara gemura. Rush says, limited. It's obviously she bans herself from something that afflicts her. Av ha'anas plain yalai, mefer, dehavi inush plain nefesh. Why is that inu nefesh? So she won't have pleasure from the neighbor down the street. Why is that inu nefesh? People can live without having pleasure from people down the street. Shema tetzarech mimenu. Because maybe she'll need something, and her netted will ban it, and it will have affliction. So now it's a new expansion of the word inui nefesh. Inui nefesh means a possible inui nefesh. Meaning, if she bans herself from pleasure from any individual, she might need that individual. And since she might need that individual, it will end up being inui nefesh, so he can be made for it now. Whereas if she bans her pleasure from somebody else, that doesn't affect her. And that's not inui nefesh in any sense of the word. She's not banned from anything. Somebody else is banned. What has it got to do with her? I mean, she made the netter, but it doesn't know affliction to her. Zug de Gemara Tashima. I'm sorry.
She bans herself from pleasure that is not a problem, but it is a problem.
I just said it is.
It's a problem.
Tanan. Paris Medina Zualai, Yavilo Medina Acheres. The Paris of this Medina is from me, is banned from me. The halacha is the Mishnah said he can't be made for. Why? He can bring it from a different country. Now, what do you mean? If that country is banned, it's no different than that person is banned. She bans herself from having an law from Mrs. Reuven. He can be made for her. Because maybe one day she'll need Mrs. Reuven. That's inu nefesh. But if she bans herself from eating from Indiana, that he can't be made for. Get it from Pennsylvania. There's no reason that that's inui nefesh. Why is Indiana any less inui nefesh than Mrs. Reuven? She doesn't need Mrs. Reuven on a constant basis. There's always Mrs. Shimon and Mrs. Levy that she can get it from. And Mrs. Yehuda. Terence says, there might be a time that you'll need Mrs. Reuven. Well, there might be a time you'll need the fruit from Indiana. Yet the Mishnah says he can't be made for her. So we see inui nefesh is not a possible future inui nefesh. We look at the picture and we say it's not inui nefesh. Get it from somewhere else. The Mishnah says it beferish. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, the Gemara Mishatavi. You're right. She did not ban herself from fruit from Indiana. According to Shmuel, had she banned, at least this is, we're not at the Maskana yet. Had she banned herself from fruit from Indiana, it could be made for. One day she might need fruit from Indiana. She said, I banned myself from fruit from Indiana that you bring. That means she can have fruit from Indiana, and she can have whatever he brings from anything else. She banned herself that he can't bring her fruit from Indiana. That's the netter. That's not inu nefesh. She's not banning herself if she needs fruit from Indiana. It's accessible. She's not banning herself from not getting anything from her husband. He can get her anything else. He can't bring her fruit from Indiana. That's not inui nefesh. It's up to us. Tanan Paris, Medina zu Allah yavim Medina acheres. Alma, afilu hanos Medina lechashiv inui nefesh. The yichayil of Medina acheres. Kosh kein hanos plain yachid for sure the hanos of an individual. The kamrish atavi. The leastra leh shabal mevila. Either she can bring from Indiana or somebody else can bring it from Indiana. I will pay Risa'ilam, but if she bans all fruit, Now, so the rest, we have a problem. Because that same Mishnah told us that Kayim Paris Eilam Alai, it can be made for. But now we're saying the Mishnah is talking about, she said, only if you bring it. So if it's talking about only if you bring it, so why is Paris Eilam Inu Nefesh? She can get it from anybody else. She can get it herself. Right? The Mishnah contrasts between a woman that says Paris Eilam and a woman that says Paris Medina Zoo. Paris Eilam, he could be made for. That's Inu Nefesh. Paris Medina Zoo is not Inu Nefesh. But now we changed that. We said Medina Zoo is also Inu Nefesh unless she said you bring. So Paris Eilam is talking in a case that she said, if you bring Paris Eilam, so why is that Inu Nefesh?
Maybe not.
So the Mishnah is contrasting the difference between Paris Eilam and Paris Medina Zoo. So it's got to be the same case. If not, it's not a contrast. Dr. Rush, I will Paris Eilam. Avagav the Amr Shatavi have Inu Nefesh. The Kivan the Epshil Alahanis Mishum Perish Yavi Abau, because she made it impossible that he should bring it to her. That's Inu Nefesh. Part of it, to have no access to anything he brings is afflicting to the woman. One country that he can't bring from, but he can bring from anywhere else, that's not Inu Nefesh. But that he can't bring her anything, that the Rosh says is Inu Nefesh. It's hard for a woman not to be able to get anything from her husband. The Mishnah could have said, right, the Mishnah said, the way we're learning now, the Mishnah should have said, it's not Inu Nefesh, but somebody else can bring from that country. Even if there's nobody else around, he can bring it from somewhere else. So she's never afflicted. A, he can always bring it from somewhere else. And B, even if she needs Paris in Indiana, somebody else will bring it for her. So for the chance that at the time she needs Indiana, she won't have anybody to bring it to her, that's not easy enough. That's what the Mishnah is saying. But if she says, I'll never take anything my husband brings me, that's Inu Nefesh, because every woman needs to be able to access what her husband brings, to have pleasure from it.
Even if it's just fruit.
Paris means produce. Yeah, even if it's produce, correct. Zakti Maravaita. Tashima. So now the Gemara is going to slug it up. The Gemara is going to slug up that shot in the Mishnah. By it says, Paris Kanvani Zerolai. This is still from our Mishnah. She said, the Paris of this storekeeper is Ami. And Yachal Ofer. He can be Mefer, right? Because Mishnah says, go back to the Mishnah, Paris Kanvani Zualai. The Mishnah said, Ain't a Yachal Ofer, because he can get from a different store. And then the Mishnah said, but if that's the only store that extends him credit, then he could be Mefer. That was the Mishnah test. So Zakti Gemara. Hachanami, so isn't that a raya that even though it's one, before we slug up Rabbi Yisrael, isn't that a raya that it's one specific store and he can't be made for? Why? She might need that store. Just like Paris banning herself from Mrs. Ruvain, banning herself from Target, so he might need Target one day. So the Gemara Hachanami, the Gemara Shetaviyata, she said, you can't bring me from Target. You can bring me from anywhere else. And I can go to Target, or my neighbor can go for me to Target. And therefore, Target is not banned. And I can always get from Target. The only thing can happen is that you can bring me from Target. That's not Inu Nefesh. Same answer we gave before. So the Gemara says, L'hoitz panasah sell me menu, has a offer. But it says, if that's the only store that extends credit, it can be made for. The Amrit, the good Amrit, Shetaviyata, my offer. If it's only he can't bring it from Target, so why can he be made for? Why can she be made for? He can bring it from anybody else, and they won't extend credit. Somebody else can get it from Target for her. Why does that turn that into Inu Nefesh? Right. Must be. Now, the Rush is Gairus the following, different than our Gemara. If you take a look at the last Rush of the page, just the Dibur Hamaskel, Umid Sefer Kamasibau, right, the Sefer is talking about the husband's bringing it. Have a Reisha Nami the Kamaisu, the Reisha the Kamaisi. So the Reisha is also talking about, meaning, if the Sefer is saying, right, if the Sefer is saying that, uh, that the reason it can be made for her is the only way for her to have access to the fruit is through the husband. Because if she has access to somebody else, why can he be made for her? The Mishnah said, if this is the only store that extends the husband credit, he can be made for. Why? She can still have access to the store. She only banned it if he brings it. Anybody else can bring it. It's no problem. Again, Teretz says, the Mishnah is saying that the only way for her to have access to the store is through her husband. If not, she won't be able to get from that store. Right? And the Mishnah is saying that even that's why he can be made for, because he needs that store and there's no other store he can go to. Again, let me step back. Let's give the Gemara a chance to explain itself. The Gemara is trying to prove that the Mishnah is not talking about that she has access to another to that same Medina, or she has access to that same neighbor, right, without the Mishnah again. Shmuel said that even though she banned herself from one neighbor, he can be made for. She might need that neighbor. Mishnah said she banned herself from one store, right? He can't be made for. The answer was she didn't ban herself from that store. The reason he can't be made for, is because she can get from the store without him. And therefore, he can't be made for. She only banned that he should bring her from the store. That's what the answer of the Gemara was. Now, Zok the Gemara, if that's the case, that means you're telling me that the reason he can't be made for is because she's not banned from anything. The Sefer says, the next part of the Mishnah says, that the only one that extends him credit is that store, then he could be made for. Right? Then he could be made for. Now, what is that case? Is she banned him or she banned the store? If she only banned him, why can he be made for? So he can't go to that store, but other people will get it from the store. The answer is that she banned the store. And that's the only store he has access to. Because if she banned only him, she can access other things of the store through other means. The fact that the Mishnah says that it can be made for, if that's the only store that extends him credit, that's saying that the store is banned. Because if the store weren't banned, who cares if he has the option or not? She can get it from somebody else. Same way she gets some Liana to somebody else when her husband doesn't bring it to her. The same way she gets some, she can get from, what's the name again? She can go, or somebody else can go for her. Must be that the Mishnah is talking about that she banned the store. And the only way to get to that store would be by Isser. Right? Therefore, if he has other options, he can't be made for. And if he doesn't have other options, he could be made for. So the same thing is true by neighbors. If you have other neighbors, you can't be made for. So how could Shmuel say you can be made for? That's what's bothering the Gemara. With the Sefer, the Kamai Sebao, in the Sefer, the Baal is the only one that can bring her from that store. Have a Reisha, the Kamai Sebao. Must be that the case of the Reisha from a different country is even if she brings in its usher, she's banning that country. So what's that Medina, right, that state? So what's the difference in that state and that neighbor? Why can we make her not? Right. So effectively, the Gemara is slugging up its answer of Shatavi. Because if it's only Shatavi, who cares where he has credit from? And for the Gemara, you're right. And the Reisha and Yochel Ofer, with the Gemai Sihi, you're right. The Reisha is talking about she banned the state and it can't be made for. But in Masnis and Rabbi Yaisihi, that's Rabbi Yaisihi talking. The Amar Rav Huna, Kula Pirkei Rabbi Yaisihi. Rabbi Huna said the whole Pirkei is Rabbi Yaisihi. Umay and Yochel Ofer, Mishamino Nefesh. Abu Mefer, that's a new carrot, 300. It's Rabbi Yaisihi. And Shmuel was saying it in Drabbanon. Remember we said there's different interpretations of the word Idri Nefesh. You're right. Our Mishnah clearly states if she bans herself from one neighbor, he can't be mefer. You can live with other neighbors. Just like if she banned himself from Indiana, you can bring from Pennsylvania. You ban yourself from one store, bring from a different store. But the only time he can be mefer is if he can only get credit at that store. That means we're saying that the Mishnah is saying that you can always go somewhere else unless you can't. So the same thing is true by neighbors. How did Shmuel say it? Because this is Rabbi Yitzchak talking, who has a narrower interpretation of Inui Nefesh, whereas the Rabbanan have a broader interpretation of Inui Nefesh, and Shmuel said it's halacha according to the Rabbanan. Zog Darash. Umid the Sefer Kamaisi Baal have a ratio to Kamaisi Yu. Kleimar. The Fee Ma Demuk Misresha. The way you set up the ratio. The Eina Mefer Mishim the Efesh of Avos Acherim. Right. He's not Mefer because other people can bring. V'akorchach Sefer the Mefer Mishim the Efesh of Avos Acherim. Must be that the Sefer is talking about that nobody else can bring. Because if other people can bring, who cares if the husband gets credit or not? You have to say that since the storekeeper extends credit, he won't give it to anybody else. Right? Right? Meaning like this. Let me try to explain this. Obviously, in the Sefer, since it says it can be made for, it must be talking about that the storekeeper won't give it to anybody else either. Because if he would give it to anybody else, why can the husband be made for? Must be talking about that the case is that the storekeeper won't give it to anybody else. And that same story, that the storekeeper will only give it to a husband, if there's access to a different store, it can't be made for. Because we're contrasting cases between when there is access and when there's no access. We're saying, if she abandons herself from Target, bring her from Walmart. But if Target extends credit and Walmart doesn't, then there's no other option. Now, if the case in the first case, he bans herself from Target, bring it from Walmart, is only that the husband can't bring from Target, but anybody else could. So then the next case, that said if he only gets credit, shouldn't make a difference. Everybody else can bring it from Target. The answer you'll tell me, no. The husband's the only one that can get it from Target. And if the husband's the only one that can get it from Target, that means the case before, the husband can get it from Target and Walmart. Since he can get it from Walmart, it's okay. But if nobody else can get it from Target, because that doesn't change between cases. The access of other people doesn't change between the first case and the second case. What's changed is whether he can go to a different store. It's not like in the first case, other people can go to Target, and in the second case, nobody else can go to Target. That's not what changed. What changed is, the first case, the husband could go to Walmart, and the second case, he can't go to Walmart. But everybody else can. Because if not, if the only change is, if there's a change in access by other people, then the Mishnah should have mentioned that. The Mishnah didn't mention that. The Mishnah is contrasting when he can go to another store, when he can't go to another store. If both are the same case, can anybody else go to the store? If the answer is yes, so then in the Sefer, why can it be made for? Somebody else can pick it up from Target. The answer is, nobody can pick it up from Target. So the case before was also nobody can pick it up. So then why can't he be made for? Why can't he be made for? Terrence says, you answered me because other people, but we're showing you it's not a case of other people. Because if it were a case of other people, the next case would be the same thing. Must be that the case is that he can't go to Target and that he can go to Walmart. He can't be Mayfair. If he can't go to Walmart, he could be Mayfair. The access on other people is not an impact here. It's only because she banned Target, banned Walmart, not him. Because if it's only him and other people can get it, so what difference does it make if he gets credit or not? So therefore, we're falling off of it, and it proves Shmuel wrong. And the answer is, Shmuel is going like Rabbi Yaisi, and we're going like Shmuel. I'm sorry, Shmuel is going like Drabonon, and this Mishnah was offered by Rabbi Yaisi. As we said, that the whole parent is Rabbi Yaisi. Because if you're not going to say that, I feel like ain't part of Sassi Mimeno. Why don't we make a difference between the case of target and the case of access? Meaning, if you're going to tell me that it's only him bringing it, but if it's not him bringing it, right, it's us, then stick to the case she banned target. If she said him, he can't be made for him. She didn't say him, he could be made for it. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah did not differentiate between banning target completely or banning target from him. The Mishnah differentiated whether he gets credit or not. That's all the Mishnah made a difference. Is it Raya? Bein shav b'tav, bein shav b'kar avos. V'adereish ha'nami d'asar le'i kol mishivim v'lo v'kani en yogel ofer v'kash l'shmo. If the Mishnah differentiated between a case of him bringing and anybody bringing, the Mishnah should have said that case. The Mishnah should not have gone to credit. It has nothing to do with credit. The Mishnah should have said, if a woman bans target, he can be made for. He might need it one day. The woman bans him from target, he can't be made for, because he can access target different ways. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said, the woman bans target, can be made for. If the only store he can shop in is target, then you can be made for. Why did the Mishnah have to bring that in? Say there's a difference whether she banned him or banned everybody. Mishnah didn't say that. Must be there's no difference. And still you can't be made for if it's only Target, because you can go to Walmart. So if that's the case, it's Shver and Shmuel, who said you banned one neighbor, you might need him. And for the Gemara, such a Rosh and Amid Beis, Mashali, Masnisin, Rabbi Yaisi, the Machmer Ba'fara, Rabbanon Mefer, Shmuel Lomek Rabbanon, right. We'll leave the next rush for tomorrow because the next rush is a difficult. It gets off the subject a little bit. Fine. Recorded.